Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet. Okay, so this Mishnah is working off the assumption of the understanding that Chazal were masakin something called the Kinyan Chatzer, which means they allowed a person's property to acquire in his behalf. His Chatzer is his courtyard. Now, for a Chatzer to work as a means of acquisition without actually lifting an object up, it has to essentially be Mishtamer, which means self-guarded, self-enclosed. I mean, that the walls are up, so when something comes in your yard, it's not going out again. The public can't come and pick it up. It's protected. So Kinyan Chatzer can only work if by virtue of the structure of the yard, there's mechitzas that block out the outside people, so it's in your backyard, it's staying there. We saw that, for example, in Gittin. We saw the get flying in over the wall or down from the roof above. The other way a Kinyan Chatzer could work is if it's your property and you... Also, we learned something similar in Gittin, that you can, even though it's not enclosed, but you could just go and pick up that object at any time. You're there. You're watching over it. So you're acting as the shomer. So it's effectively mishtamer. It's effectively guarded because you're present. So that's the idea. If it's in your chatzer, you can... Something that got there, whether on purpose, someone put it there, or an accident, it's hefker. If it's either the walls are up, or you can just pick it up whenever you want to, you can say... We have a kavana, my chatzer shvikona, and that will be the kinyan. Now, that's really part two of the Mishnah. Part one of the Mishnah, which is built a step further of that idea, is that Chazal were misakin that people's dalramos should function like a chatzer for them, a mini chatzer. Since your presence, you're automatically, so to speak, kind of what's around you. They establish such a din in limited cases so that people shouldn't come to fight. So when they find an object on the ground, they shouldn't come to blows over who's going to pick it up. Whoever got there first, then his dalramos, it belongs to him. If he wants to belong to him. But that only works, and this is really the nub of the Mishnah, which isn't explicit, that doesn't work in two kinds of scenarios. It doesn't work where either it's in Rosh Hashanah, proper public open place, then it doesn't work. And it also doesn't work in a private, if it's someone else's private yard, obviously it doesn't work then either. It has to be something that's essentially public access, but not a Rosh Hashanah proper. So like the side of the road, or the sidewalk, so that the things like this, Tzidei Rosh Hashanah, or the traffic overflows into, or like let's say like a cul-de-sac, which is it's private, but it's not privately owned, a hefker yard, something like that.
So we're talking about the same definition of Rosh Hashanah that we use for Shabbos, or it's there because then what you're talking about is a carmelis, I guess.
It's not loosely speaking, yes, but really not. Why did I say that? Because like for example, a cul-de-sac could be a Rosh Hashanah, bona fide, 100% Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah usually in Shabbos just talks about the geography, the topography of the place, if you will, where there's mechitzas blocking it up. And Rosh Hashanah there is, and Rosh Hashanah there isn't. And there's a lot of traffic there, and if it's sort of neither one or the other, in other words, it's not very big and open and high traffic, but not walled in either, it's a carmelis, something in the middle. So this could be either a carmelis, but it also could be really Rosh Hashanah by the Shabbos sense of the words. Like, an abandoned field, but it has a fence around it. Mm-hmm. So that would be Rosh Hashanah, but your dalamas would work in such a place. So, the Mishnah opens up by saying, it says, Ra'es ha-Metziah, a guy is in a Rishus Harabim, proper. Since he's in a Rishus Harabim, his dalamas isn't a Kenyan for him. So then he sees a Metziah, but Nafal Aleha, and he jumps on top of it, intending to acquire it with this non-existent form of Kenyan called jumping on top of things. And we saw already in Peah that doesn't work. But here you might think, it should work anyways because this is Dalet Amos, so it should be Kona. Peah was someone else's field, that's different, but here it should be. But here, just like in Peah, it doesn't work here, it doesn't work either, because it's a Rosh Hashanah. Since it's a Rosh Hashanah, that's the Metziah, so that's the Kimta of the Mishnah. Since it's a Rosh Hashanah, so then his Dalet Amos isn't Kona for him, and therefore, Uba Acher, if another guy comes up, the Hechzigba, he reaches under the guy's belly and pulls out, the object that he was trying to acquire for himself. The guy picks it up, he's the one who gets to keep it, because it was a hefker lost object until someone made a kinyan. The first legitimate kinyan is the second guy who pulled it out from under the first guy. Fine. Now, new paragraph. But now we're going back to the kinyan chatzer issue. Ra'osan ratan achar metziah. The guy looks out of the window and he sees two guys running in his backyard. Now, the backyard is not mishtamer. That's how they got in the first place. It's open backyard. Right? We'll call me a front yard, running in his front yard, or his field, whatever it is. And these are two guys running there, Achar Tzvi Shavur, and they're chasing a a hobbled, what do you call, broken-legged gazelle. It's feet, we have them here in the hills. Shavur means broken, meaning like one of its legs doesn't work. So since it's limping, can't get away from them. Or achar goes lo shloparchu, or they're chasing after some birds that are too young to know how to fly yet. So they're goners. They have no chance of getting away. So there's no walls up. These people are chasing these things, and these things can't get away, which means anyone who just would go and pick them up can pick them up. They can't go too far too fast. Va'amar, and this guy who owns the field screams out of his window, Zachsa li sadi, my field has just done the kinyan for me. So that is, since that's a kinyan chatzer, that will work. Zachsa lo, that makes it his. In other words, it's equivalent to picking it up. He's the first one to pick it up, but making kinyan, didn't have to pick it up since this chatzer functions as essentially like his mode of kinyan. So he says, my kinyan is kona. At that point, my chatzer is kona. At that point, the chatzer is kona for him. Just like all kinyanim, you need like the symbolic act as well as the kavana behind the act. So in other words, here, being in the field alone doesn't make the kinyan, but intending my field to be kona for me will be enough. So that is when the animals can't get away, because it's as if he could just go down anytime he wants to and pick up those birds that are hopping about. However, hayetzvi ratz kadarko, you have a regular old gazelle running through his field, right? So those ones are obviously very fast, and people can't catch them very easily. Oshahaya gozlos mafrichen, or you have birds flying around in this field, again, obviously, can't get to those very easily either. And he sees two guys chasing them. So he says to them, Va'amar zach li sadi, says, my field is kona for me, like through kinyan chatzer. That's lo amar klum, that's a meaningless statement, because kinyan chatzer doesn't work if it's not mishtamer. The animal inside is not mishtamer, can run and go as it pleases, and therefore he hasn't said anything. Obviously he could say, get off my field, and chase them out of the field. But if, just to illustrate the point, if they would then take a shotgun and shoot the deer from a distance, let's say, so then they're not chayiv in hezek, they didn't, because it wasn't this guy's deer. So he shot, the fact they shot the tzvi didn't do anything to damage him. It's a wild deer. So that's the din. Okay. Don't get confused. That shooting the deer, I'm just illustrating the point, that's not his. If he says it's mine, and get off my field, and that I'm kona the tzvi, lor maklum, meaningless. So I'm illustrating that point by saying if they would then shoot the deer, since it's hefker, he has no claim on them, because it wasn't his deer.
But if they shoot the deer, they haven't been kona it yet.
They shot a random deer.
Yeah, on his property. They haven't been kona it yet.
Right,
they
correct.
They have to walk a distance to take a hold of it. While they're walking towards the deer, now that it's immobile.
He can be kona.
Can be kona.
Yeah, for sure, he can be kona the dead deer. But if you remember from Bava Kama, you can't make a... They don't have to pay him for damages post facto.
No.
But then, correct, then his, what's dead, then it's his chatzer can be kona for him, for sure.